The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome, Christina. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. You join us most every week as the emissary of HouseLogic.com. So can you tell folks more about the site and what's in it for them?
Oh, sure. In the nutshell, HouseLogic is a website devoted to homeownership. So it's got content covering home improvement, maintenance, energy efficiency, landscaping, but it also has info on taxes, finance, and insurance. So it's essentially a one-stop source of information to help you make confident decisions about your home and its value.
Okay, which is important because our homes are arguably our biggest financial asset.
Yeah, actually, well put. You're the CEO of your home, so to speak. So the information there can help you manage the business of homeownership.
All right, so can you give us some examples of the kind of content you have?
Sure. Well, for starters, we try to cut through what's trendy and focus on what will give you long-lasting value and enjoyment, because I don't think you particularly want to remodel your home just to accommodate the next buyer. You want to live in it, and I underscore the word live. So we keep a beat on trends, but again, we look for what has long-lasting value. And since October is Kitchen and Bath Month, at least according to the National Kitchen and Bath Association, we looked at We looked at some of the latest kitchen trends and found a few with staying power that we think could also make your life easier.
All right, great. So what's on the list?
Well, first, touch-activated faucets. First of all, they jumped in popularity to about 30% in 2013 from 20% the year before. And they might seem a little gimmicky, and they aren't cheap. They're around $350. But they're really great when you've got dirty chicken goopy hands, and for those in your household who won't turn the water on and off between tasks because it's just too much hassle. And I think, as we all know, as water becomes more scarce, anything that gives us saves us gallons of water is going to have value and save you on your water bills.
Right.
Plus, we're sort of more in the camp of the touch-activated faucet than the hands-free counterpart, because those seem to turn on when you don't want them to and don't turn on when you do. And if you've ever been in an airport bathroom, you know that happens.
Oh, yeah. There's that. And sometimes I just, like, raise my arm and the towel, the automatic towel dispenser that you don't touch, just starts spewing towels. So I get that totally. So what else here?
Side-opening ovens at counter height. And it's like, why didn't someone think of this before? It makes cooking more ergonomic. You don't have to reach up or bend down to get your turkey this Thanksgiving. You just comfortably slide it out. And also on our list are deep kitchen drawers. Base cabinets have evolved into this deep drawer space, typically about 24 inches deep, that can hold just about everything in your kitchen. And to help keep everything in its place in the deep drawers, you're going to want to get various organizers, and there's so many products out there, you know, ranging from $7 to $200. There's things like slots that'll hold your plates and store your knives. There's removable boxes that let you reorganize the drawers at will. There are dividers to keep your water bottles separate from your vinegar collection, and I'm sure you have an extensive vinegar collection, Gil.
Oh, absolutely.
And speaking of drawers, I also wanted to mention microwave drawers at counter height. Again, like the oven, side oven, or the counter level oven, they're much easier for everyone to use. You just put your food in, close it, and go.
All right. Now, HouseLogic.com is a lot on maintenance as well. So can you tell us more about that?
Water is your number one enemy.
Interesting. So what's your maintenance plan?
So the first step is, when it rains, get on your slicker and an umbrella and actively check things like your gutters. Are they overflowing? Is water flowing away from your house like it should? Is water coming inside? Then after the rains and storms, number two, do a quick inspection of your roof, your siding, foundation, windows, doors, basement to spot any damage or leaks.
Mm-hmm.
And then twice a year, step number three would be use daylight savings days or the spring and fall equinox to remind yourself to check and test water-related appliances. And that's, of course, everything, your washer, your refrigerator, your water heater, your HVAC, which, of course, the condensation there can leak, your sump pump, your swamp cooler. And that's a great time. Those two times of year are a great time to do regular maintenance on them as well. And, oh, one other, don't forget to inspect your outdoor spigots and watering systems for leaks. And then finally, the fourth step would be to repair any damage, whether you need to do it yourself or call in a pro. You just want to make sure you do that right away.
Right. So the bottom line is, if you do nothing else maintenance-wise, focus on water.
I think that sums it up.
Yep. Christina, lots of good stuff. And for more tips like these, visit a really, really useful site, houselogic.com/radio. You can follow House Logic on Facebook, facebook.com/House Logic. Christina, good talking to you. We'll talk to you next week.
You too. Thanks.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.